We'll take now the scriptures and we'll turn in them together to Isaiah 42 and continue from that passage where we ended last week, last Lord's Day. Isaiah chapter 42, we'll start in verse 18. Isaiah 42 verse 18, we'll read through the end of chapter 43. Isaiah 42 verse 18. These are the words of our great God. Hear, you deaf, and look, you blind, that you may see. Who is blind but my servant, or so deaf as my messenger whom I send? Who is so blind as he that is at peace with me, or so blind as the servant of the Lord? Who have seen many things, but you do not observe them. Your ears are open, but none hears. The Lord was pleased for his righteousness' sake to make the law great and glorious. But this is a people plundered and despoiled. All of them are trapped in caves or are hidden away in prisons. They have become a prey with none to deliver them and a spoil with none to say, give them back. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will give heed and listen hereafter? Who gave Jacob up for spoil and Israel to plunderers? Was it not the Lord against whom we have sinned and in whose ways they were not willing to walk and whose law they did not obey? So he poured out on them the heat of his anger and the fierceness of battle, and it set him aflame all around, and he did not recognize it. And it burned him, but he paid no attention. But now, thus says the Lord, your Creator, O Jacob, and He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I have given Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in your place. Since you are precious in my sight, since you are honored and I love you, I will give other men in your place and other peoples in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar, for my daughters and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made. Bring out the people who are blind, even though they have eyes, and the deaf, even though they have ears. All the nations have gathered together so that the peoples may be assembled. Who among them can declare this and proclaim to us the former things? Let them present their witness, the witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, and there will be none after me. I am the Lord. And there is no Savior besides me. It is I who have declared and saved and proclaimed, and there was no strange God among you. So you are my witnesses, declares the Lord. And I am God, even from eternity I am He, and there is none who can deliver out of my hand. I act, and who can reverse it? Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I have sent to Babylon, and I will bring them all down as fugitives, even the Chaldeans into the ships in which they rejoice. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way through the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and the horse, the army and the mighty man. They will lie down together and not rise again. They have been quenched and extinguished like a wick. Do not call to mind the former things or ponder things of the past. Behold, I will do something new. now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will glorify me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I have given waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my chosen people. The people whom I formed for myself will declare my praise. Yet you have not called on me, O Jacob, but you have become weary of me, O Israel. You have not brought to me the sheep of your burnt offerings, nor have you honored me with your sacrifices. I have not burdened you with offerings, nor wearied you with incense. You have bought me not sweet cane with money, nor have you filled me with the fat of your sacrifices. Rather, you have burdened me with your sins. You've wearied me with your iniquities. I, even I, am the one who wipes out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us argue our case together. State your cause that you may be proved right. Your first forefather sinned, and your spokesmen have transgressed against me. So I will pollute the princes of the sanctuary, and I will consign Jacob to the ban and Israel to revilement. Thus far in the word of the Lord. Judah, as you go back to chapter 42, verse 18, Judah is a lot like the idols and grave images. They are deaf and blind. They have hardened their hearts. Those whom the Lord has sent into the nations with His message, Israel, had themselves refused to listen, to see, to learn, to speak. Verse 24, they did not follow His ways. They did not obey Him. Here he's showing at the end of chapter 42 that evangelism was essential to the coming of Jesus Christ. Often we don't think that it only after Jesus Christ, after His first coming, but here it was essential to the coming of Jesus Christ. So we have throughout the history of God's people in the Old Testament, we have, for example, people like Naomi telling the gospel to Ruth, a Gentile from Moab. But the church in the Old Testament time period, generally speaking, most of the time had not lived up to its calling. Great privileges to them, but they had failed to give testimony to the Lord's goodness. Why wasn't Israel working towards and desiring the fulfillment of the Abrahamic covenant that all nations of the earth would be blessed? Instead, they focused on themselves. They were introspective and did not look to minister to the world. They did not evangelize. A failure to evangelize will always incur the severest displeasure of Yahweh, as we see in Ezekiel chapter 3. If I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you, that is you, God's people, you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way in order to save his life. That wicked person shall die for his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. They failed to evangelize. Are you evangelizing wherever you go, people of God? When we get to chapter 43, knowing that the Lord is slow to anger and chastises his children much less than they deserve, we hear verse 1. But now thus says the Lord your Creator, O Jacob, and He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you, have called you by name, you are mine. The Lord will bring back His remnant people from captivity and exile. We see the grace of God shown here. First, we see God has redeemed Israel. That's pretty clear in verse 1. He's bought His people. He's paid a ransom price. Second, God's children belong to Him. We see that also in verse 1. You are mine. He says it a couple times. This shows His affection for His children. It's the heart of the covenant relationship. I am your God. You are my people. Third, the trials will not overcome us. Verse 2, passing through waters, walking through fire, even through such things, God's children survive. For He is with us, His presence. Fourth, God calls His children by name. Verse 7, everyone who is called by My name. Verses 8 through 13, Yahweh not only the only God there is, there's none before Him, none after Him. He is the Lord. There is no Savior besides Him, no Deliverer. And finally, there is a promise of something new. Verse 18, I will do something new. He's going to establish a new covenant, one in which has been promised for a long time. Israel has missed it time and time again. And so the covenant had been breached. The people had broken covenant with the Lord, but He promises to restore them again and make everything new. And so it's a new covenant, even though it's not really new, it's old. It's the same covenant that was given to Adam, to Abraham, to Moses, to David. And it's that one that we see in Jeremiah or in Hebrews. It's the same covenant, and yet new to them because they never kept it. Christ will come and set all right. And what is Israel's response to all of this? Verse 22 and following, to the end of the chapter, nothing. They have no response. They don't change. They don't turn back from their sin to the Lord. You've been redeemed, beloved, given Christ Jesus. How will you respond? Will you declare His praise? Will you tell in the world of His good works, His goodness before all people? Or will you be like Israel and Jacob, as they are described here, deaf and blind? That is the question posed to you in this passage of Scripture. Will you declare His works, or will you be deaf and blind? Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You that You are a God who is our Redeemer, our Savior, no different to the people of Israel and Judah in the days of Isaiah the prophet compared to today. No different before Christ or after Christ. You're the same God, the same Lord, the Holy One of Israel, the Redeemer, the only Savior of God's elect. And Father, we plead with You now that there would be none here who are deaf and blind, that You would open up our eyes to see Your Son, Jesus Christ, that You would unclog our ears, that we would not be deaf, but that we would hear You speak to us. And Father, cause us as we hear and as we see to respond to Your goodness, Your grace, Your mercy, by telling of all the good works that You have done. So even those who are wicked and are about to die, those who will die if they do not hear the gospel, may we be people who proclaim Your word in season and out of season. Especially if we be elders or officers of Your church, or fathers and husbands, or parents. And Father, we thank You that You're a God who has shown us mercy, many of us, and You have shown all of us mercy in some ways. For we all are here. We deserve to be dead, to have all the pain and wrath of God poured out upon us, and yet none of us here have that now. but we're breathing, blood flowing, eyes that see physical things, ears that hear. And so we praise you that you're a God of mercy and grace. And Father, we ask that you would send your special electing, saving grace to all who are here present and hear you speak to them, to us, that we would not be like Israel and Judah or Jacob as they are described here, but that we would be the ones who hear you speak and turn, seeing our sin, turning from it unto you, and so have true repentance and true faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Redeemer, our Savior. Father, we need your help. For we look to our immediate future as a congregation, and there are many questions, even in the next month, that need to be, seeming at least to us, need to be answered. Father, we know that you're a God who provides exactly what we need. And so do so here. Cause us to trust in you and not to fret, not to worry, not to be anxious about anything. But give our requests unto you with thanksgiving in our hearts. And so, Father, we do thank you. Thank you for what you have given to us, physically and spiritually. It is exactly what we need. And so, Father, calls us not to covet, but to trust in what you have provided. You are the great provider of our bodies and souls. And you protect us from harm. Protect us from the devil, from sin, the flesh that remains within us, and from the world, from carnal pleasures and lustful thoughts. And where we have sinned in these things, forgive us. And as we confess our sins before you, we know that you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And we're thankful that we have an advocate with you, the Father, Christ Jesus, the righteous one. And that he continues to plead for us. And so we praise you for him. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.